7-6 here in Waconia. The meat of the Pirate Order is up, and that's Luke Johnson, Grady Fuchs, Abe Bullard, as Johnson looks at a first pitch strike from Drew Copley. One strike offering hit right back to Drew. He fields easily, jogs over to first, flips it underhand, 1-3 for the put out of Johnson. It is after the hour of 6 o'clock. If you're tuning in for this evening's Rosary, it will be heard in its entirety following our ball game today.
Boy, that sounded solid off the bat, Kirby. That gets over Copley's head. It probably goes into center field.
That sneaks into center, I'd say, for a leadoff single. Pirates have two hits on the day, as that'll bring Grady Fuchs to the plate as Grady slashes one right side, backhanded at first by Castro. Flips to Copley, covering 3-1 after the 1-3 put out, and there's quickly two gone.
What is that, two pitches, two outs?
That is three pitches.
Three pitches.
Johnson took that first one. So you get Abe Bullard to the plate. Maybe thinking take, but all of a sudden if you see something you like right away, Randy, it's awfully hard to lay off.
Abe had himself a base hit back in the fourth inning.
He looks at a pitch down and away. 1-0 the count. Did you say there's a score from Chaska?
There was. Foley leading 5-3 over Stark.
5-3.
The Longhorns.
Hey, you remembered.
I looked at it today.
Oh, did you? Okay. The 1-0 pitch fouled into the netting by Bullard. Evens it up at 1-1.
There's some of that useless knowledge that I just have to learn to retain.
You'll get it someday, Randy.
I'll get it.
1-1, the count with two away for Painesville here in the sixth. Is that pitch missing inside? Nearly hitting the Sunday holy pants of the batter, Abe Bullard. 2-1, the count. Copley's been good runs.
He's been good in relief.
Put out the fire in the third. Worked a good fourth and fifth.
20-year-old reliever.
Pitch missing right there. Now 3-1. On deck batter Garrett Lusink. 3-1 the count. Copley's 3-1 offering. That is fisted. Little cue shot. Going to be a tough play. Charging is Ciola. He fields. He throws. Not in time. Handle shot that the pitcher Copley couldn't quite get to, Randy. Only chance at that one was Ciola coming in from deep short and just not enough time to get it.
Not enough time. Abe Bullard beating it out. And, you know, Copley slipped off the mound, Kirby, when he planted. And I think that's probably, he might have got to that ball. But just falling off the mound awkwardly, he wasn't going to get it.
He was the best chance by the time Ciala got it. Bullard was already well on his way to first, as that'll bring Garrett Lusink to the plate, representing the tying run. As Copley's first offering to Lusink, missing low for a ball. Garrett had that loud fly ball to left and a strikeout thus far today. The strikeout coming against the pitcher Copley.
Jeff Neitzling listening over in that Cokato area. He said they have a nice steady rain falling about 35 to 40 miles northwest of Waconia. So
goody.
It is looming.
They're never going to finish that Friday night game, are they?
No way.
Well, it's going to be a long one. 2-0 the count to Garrett Lusink. Is it like a washout, or is it just kind
no,
of a
just steady rain? Yeah.
Passing shower? Okay, well, maybe they'll start it a little later. Those are always fun as an announcer. Like, you write down 4:36 when this one started.
Yeah.
So then when the game ends, say if it ends at 7:30 or something, you say, okay, it was a 2-hour and 54-minute game. Now, that one on Friday, you'd say time of game, you know, 2 days, 38 hours, you know, something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
2-0 the count here is a quick mound visit from Nestor Jimenez. He goes back behind home plate. 2-0. Runner at first is Abe Bullard. Right-hander Copley set. He'll come home. 2-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike with the off-speed. Moving our count to 2-1. We haven't seen much activity in the Austin pen since they've brought Copley and Randy, and he got up lickety-split back in the second inning. So that would tell you and I that the next pitcher is either in the field with a glove on or the game's going to be Copley's for a while.
You got it. I think Copley's got the ball.
2-1 pitch. That's missing low. 3-1 to Garrett Lusink. Wind still coming in from the outfield. Making its way in from right now. Lead at first for Abe Bullard. He's got two hits on the day. Copley set. 3-1 offering. That's up and away. And a walk after a single puts the tying run on base for Painesville.
Making things interesting, huh?
See, now you get Tanner Stanley to the plate. He cracked that single last time up. You know shortstop Anthony Ciala remembers it because he's already making his way towards kind of that up the middle area. Two on and two out. 3-1 our score in favor of Austin. Painesville trying to mount a little two-out rally right here. Copley's first offering. Big swing and a miss right there from Stanley.
Tanner knew that was probably one of the best pitches he's going to see in that at bat, right over the plate.
Runcie's style of an approach. If it's in there on 0-0, who cares, right?
Swing.
Don't want to mess with that off-speed stuff. Go after that heater early in the count. Copley's one-strike pitch. This is lifted foul by Stanley, and Tanner's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. At second base, Abe Bullard, he singled. At first, it's Garrett Lusink. He walked. Painesville with three hits on the day. This guy's got one of them. The guy in second's got the other two. As a pause from Copley, he looks out at Bullard. His two-strike pitch, that misses way up and away, moving our count to 1-2.
That's a big-time waste pitch, not even close.
Nestor Jimenez is kind of an entertaining catcher back there, yeah. Randy's hopping up and down. He likes to kind of move his feet around, fire that ball back.
Be interesting if he's talking to the hitters, too.
1-2 the count. Right-hander Copley set. Good lead at second base. Now being scampered back as the 1-2 pitch. Just missing up and away, and a good take right there to Stanley. Not that today's much of a gap shot day, but you never really want to go 3-2 with two outs because you give those two men on base a head start.
Yep.
See if Stanley gets something within the zone right here. Copley peers in. Gets the sign from the aforementioned catcher, Nestor Jimenez. Right-hander comes set. His 2-2 offering. That's popped up foul and out of play. Nice job by Stanley punching that one. Keeping it foul and keeping his at-bat alive. Painesville down to their final 10 outs as they bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Trailing by two in their first trip to the state tournament as the Pirates. First time the town of Painesville's been there in 28 years. Excuse me, 38 years as this pitch popped up, short left field, coming on the run. That ball's going to drop. Bullard easily comes across to score as he was going with two outs, and the lead is cut in half on an RBI single by Tanner Stanley, the lefty. Just
you
punching one to short left field.
Putting it in play. Attaboy, Tanner. Getting her done. A little bloop down that left field line, and we talked about it, I think it was last inning, Kirby, that's how the Pirates maybe just got to manufacture a run, getting something just over the infield, and
we do see some activity in the pen now. I don't know. Is the door opening? It looks like that'll be the afternoon.
Boy, that was a quick warm-up there.
I didn't even realize that the guy was down there, as now coming, looks like the mound visit. Is that going to be the afternoon for Drew Copley, Randy?
That might be. I know the pitcher was coming to the gate. It looked like he was ready to come in.
As the visit still going on, it's a 3-2 ball game. Scoreboard gave him two runs on that. That was a heck of a single. Two-run single when only one run actually came across the score. There they go. Got it corrected. So Copley's politicking, if there was politicking done, Randy, pays off. He stays in the game, convincing whoever came out to visit that he's staying in. It'll be Griffin Berkey into the batter's box with runners at first and second. It is a one-run game, 3-2 in favor of Austin. Two away, Lusink at second. Stanley, he's at first. Copley's first offering to Berkey. Swung on and missed. It's a nasty pitch right there on 0-0.
It's just working itself away from Griffin.
0-1 the count. Berkey was hit by a pitch and has a sacrifice bunt thus far today. As 0-1, crowd's got some life all of a sudden, Randy.
They are noisy.
Copley's one-strike pitch is in there for a strike on the corner. Kimmen has popped up like he was going to fire a back pick to second base. Lucent got back quickly, not warranting a throw. 0-2 the count to Griffin Bierke. Pirates threatening here in the sixth. They got one in, looking for the equalizer. As Copley set, his 0-2 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play. Gotta love it. All that chatter, Randy, all that yelling, but when that pitch comes in,
quiet.
Nothing.
Quiet.
Just a hush falls over the crowd. As 0-2, Pirates' two-out rally went single, walk, RBI single from Bullard, Lucink, and Stanley. Copley's two-strike pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play.
Berkey's battling.
Staying tough in there. 0-2. Two in the first, one in the second for Austin. Painesville goes one in the third and one here in the sixth. They're looking for another one. As the 0-2 offering, 0-2 pitch, just missing down and away. A good take right there by Griffin Berkey. Evening our count up at 1-2.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it, Berkey. Now, as a catcher, you'd think he more than anybody knows that strike zone of this umpire, Kirby. He's taken on that pitch, just missing outside.
If anyone knows the zone, it should be him and Grady Fuchs. As Copley set. First and second with two away. 1-2 pitch. Popped up, fouling out of play once again. And the count stays put at 1-2, and the battle a brewing here.
Yeah.
1-2 the count.
Copley gets another baseball here. And you could see him just take a big, deep breath as he got that baseball. And it's like, how long is this guy going to keep fouling it off on me?
1-2 the count. Copley set. Runners with their leads from first and second. The 1-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Buzz to the corner with a fastball as Copley gets the big punch out to retire Bierke. And that does it for the Pirates. In the sixth, they scratch one across, scoring one run on two hits. There was no Austin Ayers and two runners left on base. After 5.5, 3-2 our score. In right center field on the Waconia Fire Department scoreboard, onto the bottom of the sixth inning, coming up in 1.5, right here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Bottom six, bottom of the order for Austin as they look to scratch one back as they now their lead now is one. And Randy, we got some movement here at Waconia's Lions Field.
Yes, we do. People are starting to find shelter here as we're starting to get a light rain. And my radar shows me that rain will continue for the next hour for sure.
One strike pitch from Fuchs is waved at by Schumacher. Now 0-2. 0-2 the count. Grady right back. 0-2 pitch. Just missing the batter right there as Schumacher spins out of the way. 0-2 the count. There's some brave souls out there that the rain must not be that treacherous as the 0-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Grady Fuchs, he had that rough first two innings, Randy, but boy, has he settled into some sort of groove here.
I'm pretty impressed by what Grady is doing here. Yep, just getting over those first inning, second inning jitters.
So one down, Anthony Sciola, the shortstop, into the batter's box. As the first offering from Fuchs, missing for a ball.
10 strikeouts so far.
That's what I got. The 1-0 offering from Fuchs, that is missing down and away, now 2-0.
I can report I'm not smelling fried onions, I am smelling rain.
Sure can smell the rain. As did you have fried onions on your burger?
I did.
Yeah. Would they be up to John Atchison's standards?
Probably not. They were a little mushy.
2-0 pitch missing down and away to Anthony Sciola. 3-0 the count as Fuchs falling behind. See some umbrellas out in the parking lot. 3-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Everyone in Waconia on the worker schedule looking at that radar and starting to cringe a little bit, aren't they, Randy? Because they do have another one yet today. Fuchs' 3-1 pitch. That's popped up, backing out of play. We'll fill it up at 3-2.
Hits the huge roof here at Waconia.
That is a lot of steel siding above us. Fuchs battled back from 3-0. 3-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. 11 punch outs for Grady Fuchs. And two gone here in the bottom of the sixth.
State board member Kenny Vogt coming here. Was watching his radar, I'm sure, on his cell phone. And as a farmer,
he loves it.
That's your best friend.
As a board member, he hates it.
Yeah, exactly.
All he's saying is hopefully it's raining in Padua. As the 1-0 or the 0-0 offering, missing low for a ball. 1-0 the count to Isaac Schumacher as he squares to bunt and takes a pitch down in the zone, moving our count to 2-0. 2-0 the count. Two quick ones here via the punch out from Grady Fuchs. As the right-hander ready, comes back. His pitch will miss inside. Now 3-0. He went 3-0 on Andrew Schumacher, Randy. And now to Isaac Schumacher, 3-0 as well.
Yeah. And it's like you get these first two outs and almost he loses where he's at here. It's like throw strikes, Grady.
3-0 pitch to the ninth place hitter is what Randy's talking about. Is that pitch in there for a strike? Squaring to bunt was Isaac Schumacher. Pulling back, just trying to mess with Grady a little bit. 3-1. Two away in a 3-2 ball game. Fuchs right back. That pitch will miss inside for a ball, and it is a walk issued to Isaac Schumacher. As he is aboard, and the lineup will flip over to Alex Sciola,
who's been a magnet on the bases.
Just the second walk of the day for Grady Fuchs. Third walk of the day, excuse me. He walked Sciola in the second inning and Jordan Hart in the second inning. Alex Sciola has been on base three times, and he didn't get a hit any of those times. He didn't even put the ball in play any of those times. Hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Walked and scored in the second. Hit by a pitch and was stranded at second in the fourth inning. 0-for-0 as he looks at a curveball strike. 0-1 pitch, that's in at the knees as well to Sciola. Now 0-2.
Just got to throw him strikes. Make him put it in play.
0-2 the count. As there goes the runner. 0-2 pitch just off the plate and a stolen base. As Berkey, I don't know, Randy, if he was trying to stab that pitch for a strike three call or.
Yeah, I don't know either, but It's almost like he forgot there was a base runner.
Saw him with catch a runner stealing earlier. As one and two, the count now. The 1-2 pitch, that's missing for a ball. Knocked down. Good stop by Berkey. Staying put at second base is Isaac Schumacher. Grandstand getting awfully cozy all of a sudden, Randy.
They are filling in every open spot.
Two and two the count as Fuchs gets a fresh baseball. He'll look into Berkey for the sign. Runner at second base. He wants to keep him right there. 2-2 pitch off speed. That's slashed into left field. That will be picked up in left and the break sign put on at third base. As a good read by Schumacher and the third base coach realizing these Painesville outfielders playing so shallow, Randy, yeah. That Stanley, he had the ball by the time the guy's at third base.
Tanner was ready to come up throwing. He had Schumacher attempt at any kind of scoring.
We get another chance or another time on base for Alex Ciola. Been on base four times at 1-for-1 with two walks and a hit by a pitch.
Look for him probably to take off here.
I'd say not if, but when. As Fuchs with runners at the corners, he got the first two on the strikeout as Miguel Castro looks at a first pitch high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Grady Fuchs. He's gone the distance for Painesville here in the sixth inning. Trying to keep it a 3-2 game. Gets the sign from Berkey. That pitch is missing high for a ball. Now 2-0. See the concrete behind the dugout? Still got that little speckle of rain, not the full wetness. That's why you build a big grandstand, huh?
Exactly.
2-0 the count. Fuchs set. His 2-0 pitch. That's cut on and missed on a healthy cut right there from Miguel Castro.
That's a big strike there. Grady's done this a few times today. Gets the first two guys. Then all of a sudden struggles with that third out.
That third run they scored in the second, that was the case, Randy. As this pitch is lifted into center field, back going the center fielder Orline on the run, and he can't get it. We talked about how shallow they were playing, Randy, but a big swing on that one for Castro, and it's a two RBI double. As coming all the way from first to Ciola, scoring from third with ease is Schumacher. Now a 5-2 advantage for Austin.
Boy, we saw Castro get a hold of one for the first time today. He had struck out twice previously and then just a little sacrifice bunt. That time he creams it over Orline's head in center.
Hardest ball we've seen hit all day. Sam took off running right away. He dove at the very end and was unable to come up with it. So a 5-2 lead now for Austin as the first pitch missing away to the batter Jordan Hart. And if you're Grady Fuchs, you got to put a pin in it right here, Randy, yeah. As three runs, you'd like to keep it at that margin. 1-0 the count to Jordan Hart. His 1-0 pitch, that's chopped foul. Swung at by the catcher Nestor Jimenez as the foul ball came right at him. He's got the big weight on his bat, and he kind of fouled it. He fouled the foul into his team's dugout. One strike the count. 1-1 the count, excuse me. To Jordan Hart, who's 1-for-2 on the day. He squares to bunt and pushes a bunt foul up the third baseline, moving our count now to 1-2. 1-2 the count, turning into a soggy Sunday out on the field. And the Pirates, who had those quick two outs, Randy, they've been out in the field for a while.
Yeah, they have.
That's when it stinks, too, when it's out in the rain. You want the other team to be out there, not you. 0-2 the count. Fuchs ready. His 0-2 pitch in there. Strike three. He burns it in on the inner half to Jordan Hart for out number three, strikeout number 12. And that does it for Austin in the sixth. But they come back with two more runs, scoring two runs on two hits. No Painesville errors. One runner left on base. We have played six. Scoreboard now reads 5-2 in favor of Austin. On to the seventh inning, coming up in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
Yarmon Ford in Painesville is home to your favorite Ford vehicles. Pre-order a new Ford vehicle and get $1,000 off. Take advantage of a lifetime powertrain warranty on a new and low-mileage used vehicle. Buy three tires, get the fourth one for free. And if you need a tow, call Yarmin Ford's 24/7 tow service at 320-248-1148. Yarmin Ford, located right off Highway 23 in Painesville and a proud sponsor of the Painesville Pirates in the state tournament. Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville is serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's so good, their customers keep coming back for more. Open at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday, you can enjoy your food and beverage in-house or take it to go. Bar Bingo is every Tuesday night at 6:30, and Queen Bee's is also licensed for off-site food and alcohol, so they'd be happy to cater your wedding, groom's dinner, birthday, anniversary, and more. Just call Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville and get the ball rolling. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
So the seventh we go here at Waconia, and in the top of the seventh, it'll be the top of the Painesville order. And do we have a pinch hitter, Randy?
Looks that way.
Oh, no, it is. Sorry, 912. 912, that's Sam Orline.
That is Sam.
My apologies, Sam Orline into the batter's box. Sam's been on base twice today. Pirates got to get cooking. Trailing by three. Nine outs to play with on their Sunday afternoon, turning into their evening. First pitch swinging on the ground towards short. Ciola up with it. Whips it across the diamond in time to get the speedy Orline 6-3 for the all-important out number one on one pitch.
Nice play.
The sidewinds are a little dip down there from Ciola as he whips it across the diamond. One away on one pitch. Grayson Fuchs to the plate. Grayson was the first man that Drew Copley saw and faced back in the third inning. As they went walk, hit by pitch, walk. They brought in Copley. Fielder's choice to get an RBI and a run across for Fuchs. A pop out after that by Tang. And as this pitch is lifted to short right field, and that'll drop for a hit. As Grayson punching one to right center. That falls as the Pirates get a runner.
These never say die, Painesville Pirates. They had a big comeback against Regal in the region tournament.
What day, wasn't it like a three-run eighth inning or something like that to extend the game or maybe take the lead? Drew Tang into the plate, pickoff attempt, and back safely at first is Grayson Fuchs. First baseman Miguel Castro. Was he trying to pull the old Todd Helton bluff that he already threw the ball? Or thought it might have got away? Copley back. This pitch is fouled at home plate by Drew Tangen. Tango bounced out to the second baseman Torres in the first, flew out to the third baseman Hart in the third, and flew out to the second baseman Torres in the fifth. 0 for 3 on the day for Drew Tangen. 0 and 1 the count. Second time he's faced Copley. And the one-strike pitch, that's hit right back to Copley. He goes to second for one. The relay back to first in time. 1-6-3 on the double play as Ciola with the quick turn at second, and that does it for Painesville in the seventh. They go no runs, one hit. There were no Austin Ayers, nobody left on base. Stretch time here at Waconia, 5-2 our score in favor of Austin. Onto the bottom of the seventh, coming up in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better, because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Bottom seven here at Waconia, and Grady Fuchs's evening on the mound has come to an end, Randy.
It has. Grady has given way to the draftee from, is it Raymond Kirby?
It's a Raymond Rocket. He's Matthew Gruber. As Matt, no, he's this Starbuck. Is the Starbuck. Starbuck. Yeah, Starbuck draftee.
Matthew Gruber. Matthew with Dad Brian Gruber over there. Lots of Gruber boys.
First pitch to Nestor Jimenez, missing for a ball. 1-0 offering, that's chopped right back. No, they'll say that's off the foot of Nestor. Must have been, the way he's hobbling around.
Yeah.
He's thinking, man, if my shin guard was on, that would have been nothing. As we see some plenty of umbrellas, so it must still be raining. We're tucked away in the back row of the grandstand. As Nestor still stretching it out a little bit, he gives the thumbs up to the pitcher, Matt Gruber. 1-1 the count. Gruber, he's ready. His 1-1 pitch off speed. That's popped up foul and out of play, moving our count to 1-2.
Fans still coming in, Kirby, for what they're assuming will be a late game.
Potentially very late as the 1-2 pitch moves it to 2-2. And that's where you get into a state tournament setting, Randy. They kind of got to get it in type of deal. This pitch laced on the ground past a diving Johnson at short into left field for a solid leadoff knock right there for Nestor Jimenez.
That was hit very solid off of Gruber.
So leadoff man on for Austin as they lead by 3 here in the 7th inning. They're looking for some insurance runs. That'll bring Eric Torres to the plate. Torres, his first viewing as a bunt attempt. Bunted out in front of home plate. Fielded by the third baseman Bullard. He flips it over to first. In time to Lusink to retire Torres on the sacrifice right there. And what we've seen all day, Randy, is teams going with small ball here in the Windy Park.
You bet. Austin did it in the first inning and ended up scoring a couple runs in the first inning utilizing small ball. And here they're looking for a little insurance in the 7th.
Nels Nelson has 2 hits as he's into the batter's box. Gruber set. Matthew's first offering to Nelson on the corner for a strike. One strike the count. Trying to keep Nestor Jimenez at second and keep the scoreboard reading 5-2 is Matt Gruber. As this pitch laced to right center, that's not going to help. That ball will shoot the gap. Jimenez will come across to score easily. Big turn at first, and holding up at first base is Nels Nelson on the RBI single. Jimenez scores, and it is a 6-2 Austin lead.
Boy, that's using that sacrifice bunt to perfection, Kirby.
Second RBI for Nelson. He is 3-for-4 on the day. Nice work by the DH. He was in that pitcher DH spot. We'll bring Andrew Schumacher to the plate. Looks at a first pitch ball from Gruber. 1-0 the count. 6-2. Gruber looking for a double play ball. This ball chopped up the third base line. That'll twist foul. Abe Bullard gets that in foul territory, evening our count up at 1-1. One and one the count.
See some St. Clair ball players. Sure they made the trip here Friday. Made the trip back Sunday.
I think that's quite the trip, too.
Yes.
As the 1-1 pitch off speed curls in there nicely, moving our count to 1-2. One and two the count. Gruber on in relief of Grady Fuchs. His 1-2 pitch, that's swung on and missed, and out on strikes is Andrew Schumacher for out number two. First strikeout for Matt Gruber, and it'll be up to Anthony Ciola. St. Clair is south of Mankato.
Wow.
So an hour and a half, hour and 15 or so. First pitch in there for a strike. Young America, they got it easy.
They do. Yeah.
It's what, 15 minutes away? Or not even?
Not even.
10 minutes away?
Yeah.
One strike to count on Anthony Ciola. Gruber's one strike pitch, off speed, chopped foul. As he's in a hole at 0-2, a run across this inning for Austin. Padding their lead. It's a 6-2 advantage. Painesville in the eighth will have 3-4-5. Johnson, Fuchs, and Bullard. 0-2 the count. Runner at first with two away. Gruber's 0-2 pitch. That's missing low for a ball. Stopped nicely. Griffin Burkey pretty good behind the plate, huh?
Gosh, he's been good. Yep.
Had a nice game. As the count now at 1-2. Right-hander Gruber set right at the chin. 1-2 pitch missing off the plate. Moving our count now to 2-2. Two and two the count. Leading from first is Nils Nilsson. 2-2 pitch is missing high, and now he'll get a free head start at first base, Will Nels. 3-2 with two away. As Gruber set, the payoff pitch. That has popped up right field. Over in right is Tangen. Drew has it measured. He'll make the catch to retire Ciola. That does it for the Greyhounds in the seventh, but they add another. They score one run on two hits. There were no Painesville errors, and one runner left on base. Seven complete here in Waconia. It is 6-2 our score in favor of Austin. We're on to the eighth inning. We'll have a new broadcaster doing play-by-play in Randy and a new pitcher on the mound for Austin. You'll hear that in a minute and a half on KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Painesville eighth inning, Luke Johnson leading it up, and Luke is down in the count to a new pitcher for the Austin Greyhounds.
It's Brady Schroeder of Red Wing. He's the new hurler. Quick warm-up, and he's coming right at the Pirates.
Right-hander, Schroeder's breaking ball just a little bit high to Johnson. In the count 1-2, it'll be Johnson, Grady Fuchs, Abe Bullard here in the eighth. Pirates trailing 6-2. They're playing in a light rain. They've been doing so for the last 10-15 minutes. Pitch low and in the dirt. Check swing. No, says the base umpire. And the count 2-2.
Maybe raining a tad harder now.
Two balls, two strikes. Schroeder on the mound. As the sign from him is. And a swing and a miss. Johnson's out on strikes. In state tournament play, Kirby, do they have to play a full nine?
If I were a manager and we lost a game in a rain-shortened game in the state tournament, I'd probably light the stadium on fire.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'd say you should probably get your nine.
Here comes Grady Fuchs to the plate. Grady 0 for 3 today, and the first pitch is strike called, 0-1.
Johnson 0 for 3, Fuchs 0 for 3, Tang and 0 for 4. Johnson 0 for 4, excuse me.
The middle of the order. Not been able to do much. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball by Fuchs, and 0-2. The ball is two strikes. Ready in the mound, Schroeder. He pitches from the stretch. Fuchs ground ball foul down the first base line. And the count at 0-2. Yes. And we're not getting any lightning. It's just that very, very light rain. The ball, it's two strikes.
Jackets and umbrellas on what was such a beautiful day.
Gosh, it was gorgeous. The 0-2 on the way to Fuchs. Now they're going to ring him up on strikes, says the base umpire. So called out on strikes by a guy 120 feet away.
Grayson Fuchs, Drew Tang, and Luke Johnson, Grady Fuchs, a combined 1 for 16, reaching base just twice.
Got to bring Abe Bullard to the plate. Abe, the number 5 hitter, a 2 for 3 day going for the first baseman. And the pitch hits the corner, strike one. Winner of this ball game plays next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Right here in Waconia. Breaking ball to Bullard, a little bit high, and 2-0.
They will take on the St. Patrick Irish at 11.
Two balls, no strikes. There was more activity in the Painesville bullpen as well. Those guys are coming in now. Curveball, there's a strike called, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. You know, in a year of drought across Minnesota, there are not a lot of people complaining about the rain right now. There really aren't. Pitch in the dirt, the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. They're playing through it. We're in the top of the eighth inning, 6-2, Austin. Schroeder's pitch, fouled to the backstop by Bullard, and the count stays at 2-2.
Abe's had a nice day, Randy. You said he had that run scored his last time up, 2 for 3 on the day. Trying to get something cooking for the Pirates with two gone here in the eighth. They trail by 4.
Bullard batting, 2 outs. Schroeder's pitch. Bullard just fighting it off, falling it off, and the count stays at 2-2.
Someone warming in the
yes,
the Austin pen, too?
Yeah, it looks like somebody is throwing.
Okay.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The kick, the pitch, and a check swing. Now their appeal.
Again.
And again, they get the strikeout call on the appeal. And that'll do it for the Pirates here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. A strikeout inning for Schroeder. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 6-2. Austin with the lead. We'll be back in 1.5.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am. just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams.
Isaac Schumacher will lead off the eighth for the Austin Greyhounds. He bunts and fielded by the new pitcher on the mound. A 1-3 putout, Kirby.
Patrick Courtney, the draftee from Wilmer, is tested right away. Schumacher saying, hey, look, I'm going to put it on this wet grass and see if this new guy can field it. And Courtney says, thanks for the free out.
We've seen Patrick Courtney a number of times over the years.
This neighborhood especially. Big pickup for the Lake Henry Lakers and their second place finish in 2017. New London Spicer twin. He was I'm not saying he's not anymore, but he was doggone good back then.
Patrick delivers a strike called to the leadoff man. That's Alex Ciola, and now Alex will follow one off, and the count at 0-2. Ciola has been on base every at-bat today.
All the livelong day. Hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Walked and scored in the second. Hit by a pitch and was stranded at second in the fourth. Singled and scored in the sixth. 1-for-1, 4 times on base, 3 runs scored. Not bad production out of your leadoff spot, huh?
Not at all, any. Chops one foul down to Bullard. The count at 0-2 to Ciola.
I don't think he's had a ball in left field, has he?
No.
Maybe a couple of balls that he's picked up that have rolled to him.
Pitch outside from Courtney, and the count at 1-2. 1-2 the count. We see Brad Skoglund. He's in the crowd. Brad, one of the original members of the Painesville Pirates, as Ciola swings and misses for the second out.
Hall of Fame coaches from Painesville to our left. Brad Skoglund, Virge Vogli.
Amazing. Yeah. That'll bring number 2 hitter, Miguel Castro, to the plate. Miguel so far today is 1-for-3. Sacrifice bunt. And the pitch. Strike called and 0-1.
Pirates in the ninth will have Lusink, Stanley, Bierke due up.
I think you could put Kenny Vogt in that category too, Kirby. High school Hall of Fame coaches.
I said from Painesville.
Oh, from Painesville. Okay,
go.
I'm sorry. 0-2 the count as Miguel Castro sees a nasty slider from Patrick Courtney. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Pitch. Castro nubs it on the ground to third. Bullard in on the grass. His strong throw to Lusink for the out. 5-3 on the put out. That'll do it for Austin in the eighth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The Pirates got to make something happen in the ninth. We'll find out in a minute and a half.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.